Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle. First, I want to thank you for listening in and know that you mean so much to me. I am a wife, mom of three, teacher, writer, and by nature, an encourager. I'm here juggling life and all that goes with it. That's why I want to spread a little faith and encouragement on your good and maybe not so good days to lift you up and onward. I'll be here reminding you that with God, nothing is impossible. And as you take your next step in your journey, I am filled with excitement because wherever you are, you will be encouraged. Hey guys, it's Jackie Brindle here. I'm your host of the Be Encouraged podcast. You're listening to episode 126, and I just want to say thank you so much for making space in your busy day to press play. If you have some downtime today, go ahead and consider writing a rating review on Apple Podcasts so that more people can be encouraged just like you. And if you're wondering where you're going to find this in Instagram world, well, you can go ahead and follow me at @be_encourage_podcast. On Instagram there. So thank you so much. And you know what? Maybe this episode will be something that you'll want to share. So text the link to a friend so they can be encouraged just like you. Now, on to the episode today. The topic I have for you is all about connection. Have you ever felt like the need or desire for connection with others? Maybe you feel like you're all alone on your own island. I believe, you know, we're all made for connection, to be connected, to belong. Sometimes we don't even realize how much you truly need it or benefit from it. Sometimes it might even be easier to not even branch out at all or share out with friends of what's really going on inside. After all, it's hard. It's hard to be vulnerable with people. And like my friend Andy Andrews has said, she says, and I quote, I think she's actually quoting her sister-in-law, but nonetheless, she says, be vulnerable with a few and authentic with many. So today, I just want to encourage you today to be vulnerable with somebody, to branch out and just take the invitation to meet somebody new. Take the invitation to share with somebody what's going on. And it doesn't have to be everybody, but to be vulnerable with a few will go a long way. A little does go a long way, you guys. So I hope that encourages you today, this episode, being vulnerable, praying for that divine connection with another person that will point you back to Jesus. You won't regret it. So grab your cup of coffee today, get on your walk or run. Wherever you are, be encouraged. Let's go. And I want to encourage you today because 10 weeks I was doing a Bible study and I got kind of asked to do this out of the blue. I wasn't even expecting it, but it was something I was kind of craving. I didn't realize how much I missed community of other women and coming together with other women and what that was like. You know, when you get kind of caught up in your own thing and your own rhythm and going through the motions of your day and the people that you usually talk with and you know, just talk life out with, you know, you kind of get comfortable in that comfort zone. And I didn't realize how much I needed to enjoy a new perspective, new community, new relationships, new connections, really. And my friend Heather, who you've met here on the podcast, she's also been on an episode and has helped me host an episode before. But my dear friend Heather asked me to join Jesse Seneca, yes, who I also had on the episode. Jesse's episode was, I think, 123. But getting to the point here, I know. She was like, hey, I'm doing this Bible study with Jesse Seneca, and we just want you to come. We just need to have you here. And the minute she said that, I love to be needed. So, of course, I was like, yes, check. And two, I needed connection more than I realized. And it was something, a prayer in my mind that I had said, kind of unspoken, unseemingly have spoken this out, that I needed connection. And you know what's really crazy? As I said, I know I said this prayer. I was like, I need connection with other moms. And this whole Bible study that I did was with moms. It's the Bible study. I think I said it on Instagram before. It's called Mama, You Be the Difference. It's a Bible study for moms by moms. And it's so beautifully written by Jesse Seneca. And I'm not just saying that because I know her personally, but because I also see her live out her story, live out motherhood and being a grandparent. And I got to meet her lovely daughter, Sarah. And you just got to see such a cool perspective of her
rereading the things the Lord wrote through her and applying it and being like, whoa, I needed this. So I know it can reach that Bible study just in particular. If you're looking for one, grab it. It can reach so many of you moms out there. And if you're not a mom, hey, listen, this is for aunts. This is for maybe, you know, or a sister or something along those lines where you have like that motherly figure for somebody in your life. I definitely think that that is a perfect gift for Mother's Day. You know, it's coming up. It's like a month away. So that would be a really good one. Just want to give a shout out because it's taught me so much. And when I got to meet all of the women at this Bible study, because the only people I knew, and I knew briefly, was Jessie. She was my new friend. And Heather, we were kind of like new friends, just stepping into our friendship. And to really get 10 weeks of this Bible study in, and 6 times that we met these women, their stories that unravel, the things that they shared, the vulnerability of their lives. It was just incredible. And I know I've heard this saying before from Andy Andrews, where she had mentioned that her sister-in-law has mentioned that, you know, be vulnerable with few, but authentic with many. And that line has always stuck with me. It's so beautiful because I just think about being vulnerable with a few. And in that room, we were able to kind of take down our shields. Because, you know, sometimes if you're a woman, you're listening, sometimes we put on the makeup, we put on the persona, and then we kind of feel each other out. You know what I mean? And it's, we can be authentic, but to really tell each other the depths of our soul can be so, it's not for everyone. You know, it makes people feel uncomfortable. I mean, hey, some people aren't even huggers, you know, and to tell them exactly how they're feeling can be really difficult, or what they're going through or walking through. So even if you're not a mom, I just wanted you to hang in here with me, because I have a feeling we all have this need for connection. So yes, I went and did a Bible study with moms, but I encourage you to find whatever, you know, pocket of life that you find yourself in, whether you are a single woman and you are, you know, trying to pay all the bills on your own, and, you know, you really have it praying out on your heart to find that person that will be your spouse one day, or perhaps you are, you know, young and married, and or just gotten married, or maybe you are a mom and you're in the thick of it. Like, you're in like diapers. I don't even know. And nap times, if you can get a nap in, you know, I don't really know. Or perhaps you are a grandma and you're listening here and you're going, oh, is this really going to touch on my heart? Hang with me, because I think we all need connection, no matter what age group we are, where we're in, and no matter what stage of life we are going through. Connection is literally what draws us close to the Lord. When we connect ourselves to the vine and abide in Him, there's that connection we need from the Father, but then there's that connection we need that goes out horizontally, right? So it's vertical and the horizontal. I don't know if you've heard that before, but recently it just keeps showing up. Pastors keep saying that reference there. And I just love it so much, because yes, we need to abide in the Father, but we also need to branch out and get to know how God has worked in the lives of others, so we can continue to have that confidence to circle back to the Lord and to pour out into our families and our workplaces and the people we do connect with from time to time. So I guess this is the reason why I put all of these, or I put this together, is because I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to be vulnerable, because I know I said be vulnerable with a few. So I'm going to ask that you pray about that vulnerability and who you'll be vulnerable with. Because sometimes life, if we're not connected to a friend, that source, it can be really a hard road when we feel like we're doing it all alone. Do you know what I mean? And there's something to be said for those conversations that can circle back and point to Jesus. Whether you talk out with another friend about visions you have, dreams, share them out. Ask the Lord to help you figure out who should you share those visions and dreams with. And I'm not just talking about ambitions, but maybe you are having these night dreams and you're like, Lord, I feel like this is a message from you. Talk it out. You know, or perhaps you are struggling with something right now, whether you're going through parenthood or whether it's singleness or perhaps it's, you know, provision, you're going through something where, you know, the Lord, you're asking for him to provide a specific need for your life, or perhaps it's healing, or maybe you're dealing with disappointments or upsets or, you know, expectations that aren't being met that can be super frustrating. Or maybe you have these victories and, man, do you need to share those victories? Because we all need to hear those good stories to encourage us, especially when we're feeling maybe disappointed, that your story, your testimony can be the very thing that, you know, brings us back to life. So I think I wanted to just remind you today to circle back to a conversation with somebody that points you back to Jesus. Find somebody, pray it out. Who is that person today that I can have a conversation with that surrounds me with truth and grace? And you know, I had this picture the other day, because being vulnerable isn't easy, right? Sometimes we fall hard, and to share those types of moments, whether you're going through a big mom fail or you feel guilty about something or whatever it might be, or you're feeling a little bit of shame of how you reacted maybe in your marriage or what you did or said, you know, when you're upset. I don't know what you're going through today, but I do know that when you surround yourself with other people who want to grow, you too will grow as well. It's just like, I don't know, when you share out, like think about like a dandelion, you know, all the seeds, when you blow on it in the springtime, what does it do when you blow the seeds, right? It just scatters and it plants more dandelions that you're like, oh my gosh, there's so many more. But if you think about us praying with others, when we share our testimony with others, we send out more seeds that will help build and grow someone else in their own faith walk. And I think that's something to be said. When we are connected to one who the Father is and who God says we are, and we're connected to the vine and seeking out truly what God, you know, wants for our life, is God, and asking him for his guidance. But then also asking other people, godly women and brothers in our lives who can pour into us, pastors, you know, who can really help shape the trajectory of where we're going. I think it's so important. We can't forget that, because the Lord doesn't want us to store up these good gifts or these things that he's given us. And he certainly doesn't want us to drown in our own worry. You know, I really believe the Lord, you know, he is so faithful and good, and he has great plans for your life. He has never left your side, and he wants you to know it. So he's going to send you somebody to remind you of it. I think good friends will do that. They'll remind you one who you are. You're made unique and you're wonderful, and there's nobody else like you on this planet who can do the work that God has planned for you to do, the assignment he has you on. And you might feel like, ooh, this is just so uncomfortable to share what I'm going through with somebody. But I have a story for you. When we were sitting in this group, and I don't like to usually open up boldly in front of other women about, you know, things I've struggled with in parenting. But when I did, it was like, I stared at something on the coffee table. I didn't even make eye contact with the other women. I just was like, and here's where I'm going through, and here's what I've been through, and here's my story, but here's my testimony, and here's my hope. But I also need this guidance in here. And the minute I just started like flooding out what I'm going through, what my testimony is, what I struggle with, what I'm thankful for, it just becomes overwhelming, this sense of release, like the pressure that you don't even realize that you hold in when you don't share out the things that you have going on in your mind. So being at a safe environment where I felt comfortable enough to be like, okay, I know I need to share this. Like, you could just sometimes, I don't know if you're the same way as me, but when the Holy Spirit's like, Jackie, you need to share this now, my heart goes boom, 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 like faster and faster, where I can't even help it. It just comes out. So all that to say, it was so freeing. It's so freeing. The Lord doesn't want us to stay trapped in our own minds and to not think anyone else will understand, and everyone else has got it good. yeah, that's a pretty much a lie. Lie from the pit of hell that you are alone and that nobody gets you. Somebody will get you because I guarantee somebody's going to let you know. You know, so and to this point of you have to share it out, my husband was just going through a little bit of back issue and his sciatica, there's like this nerve pain and his disc is moved out. And I bet somebody here listening is going, oh yeah, my husband has back pain or my dad or myself. Or maybe you're pregnant going, yeah, my sciatica. But you know what that back pain is like. And everyone, for some reason, when you say you have something going on, that's like, oh, actually here's a story. Or here's like a family story of your uncle that had something done. And things that come out of the woodworks when you share a struggle of some kind. And same way it is to share with other people surrounding you. It's so refreshing to know that you're not alone going through something. And so it's always good to be vulnerable. And again, you're not going to give up everything, you know, all the treasures you have, all the pearls you have to everybody. You know, I was just in a social situation where I wanted to share so much, but I felt like, ooh, you know, this isn't the right moment, the right time. The Lord just told me, like, prepare the one, like, just talk with the one. And that's going to get you a lot farther because sometimes people aren't really ready to receive it on the other end. They'll be more focused on themselves in a sense rather than really listening to what you have to say and wanting to, you know, serve you in a sense of coming alongside you. So I think just be in discernment about who you are vulnerable with. Is really important because you're not going to tell everyone your whole soul story, but you could share it with somebody you know you can trust. Like you can give that gem, that treasure that you're like, oh my goodness, here's what it is. And that is what it is. Like whatever your struggle is, whatever you're facing, whatever's tiring you down, you're so exhausted from, or you're stressed out about, if you can find one person to give that to, they'll polish it for you. They're going to polish that gem, that treasure that you've given them. They're going to handle that with care. I love my friends so much. The different people who I know, they just have different gifts and talents. So when I come to them for something and I can be vulnerable, I just know that I can't wait to receive what they have in store for me. It's like I get to receive a gift in return. And it becomes this exchange. And I know that it is from the Lord. I know the Lord doesn't want us to feel like we are not connected to his body, right? And that's really what it is, the body of Christ. When we come together and we're vulnerable and we share our struggles, we also can share in the joy of the Lord being our strength together. And that is such a powerful thing. I feel like heaven and earth move and shake when we, his sisters and the brothers come together and we just lock arms together. You know, Jesse Seneca in her book, it was so powerful. She painted this picture of, you know, when we are confident mom or confident person, we put on the full armor of God because then we know who we are serving, who we're looking to for approval, because sometimes it can get a little clouded, right? And when we put on that full armor of God, we're drenched in our salvation, right? We have the sword of the word and we have the shield of our faith. But she also reminded us when we stand alone, our backs are exposed. Isn't that powerful? And then she said along the lines of, when you turn, your friend comes alongside the back of you and they have their armor on, you're undefeated, basically. Like unpenetrable in a sense. And I just love that thought of women locking arms and kind of like facing outward of a circle. And like we have each other's backs on all sides. And it's such a powerful thought that as a child of God, that we have a father who decided to send his son and to dwell in us so that we could live unashamed. We can live free. We can, know that his mercies are new and we can remind each other of these things. And it becomes a powerful weapon when we connect arms and become kind of connect forces in a sense when we connect with one another. So if you feel kind of like, man, Jack, I would love that. I would love connection right now. Pray about it. I told you it was an unspoken prayer. It was just something I said, kind of just, I don't know, in my quiet time in the morning. And I just was needing that in that moment. You know, those little things that we go through, we don't realize how much we let it weigh us down until we take it off our shoulders and say, Lord, send me that friend who can just like lift me up in this moment. And He will. He's so powerful to provide all the resources that we need. It says that in Psalm 139 that He searches our hearts and He knows them. He knows our thoughts before we speak them, and He knows and He will provide them. It says it in Psalm 23 that He is going to be faithful and follow us for the rest of our days. And that's so eternal because He just has such a promise for all of us from here living on earth. And as we are, you know, walking to eternity, He has such a vision for us to connect us and intertwine our stories and intertwine each other in the body of Christ to lift each other up. It is totally biblical. And I love that thought, especially in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, where it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up as you are already doing. Which I love. It's friendship is discipleship. When you start out with that friendship, you learn to disciple one another, and then you spread those seeds like the dandelion out, and it's more discipleship. Just keep thinking about what kind of friends you want to surround yourself with. I think that's also another thing as you're thinking about not only connecting and abiding in Him and then connecting with other women who are abiding in Him that will encourage you and to know that you're not alone. Surround yourself with women. And, you know, if you're a man listening, brothers who are going to come around you to grow you, who are not going to just have you sit stagnant and listen to you complain and go, yeah, and complain back. Like, that's not what I'm talking about with connection and sharing vulnerability. Vulnerability is not to be just like throw everything out there that, you know, it's just complaining. Just complain, complain, complain. Listen, I love my friends. I do. But there are some times I know, I bet I'm a complainer. And I love when my friends stop me and say, okay, can you pray about it now? Like, we're not going to complain. We're going to pray because there's more to be had. Like, Satan would love for us to stay on the complain train, but the Lord wants us to find gratitude, to look to Him for those answers, for guidance, for forgiveness. And in order to do that, sometimes we have to, you know, help each other be accountable. So in that connection, we can be like, hey, this is where I'm at. I'm really struggling to forgive this person. This is how they are me. Or, you know, I'm just not sure how to handle this. And I just want to honor God here. And that's encouraging. When you connect with somebody who can help bring you up and not keep you down, that's amazing. I also think about it this way. You know, I love that story about how Moses, you know, when he couldn't keep that when he dropped his arms, you know, the water was going back to not receding. And so Aaron and his friends helped hold up his arms. And I feel like if you're doing a work of God, if you're doing things to help better the kingdom of God, and you're alongside your friends, you're going to hold them up too when they fall down. It's like, I thought about this the other day, you know, a tree in the forest, when it falls down, who hears it, right? And then, so the other day my mom sent me a picture of this tree that had fallen down and it split and had fallen. But the picture she showed me, it was actually really cool. The other tree that it was beside was kind of like forked and it landed right there in the center, looking like it was holding it up. Like it wasn't going to let it fall to the ground. And it, even though that, I don't know. I think I picture it this way. Sometimes we fall and we think we're alone, but the Lord's there holding us up. And sometimes He might just send you a friend to just, so you don't completely fall flat on your face. He'll lift you up. And I love that thought that He's not going to leave us broken. He's going to make us whole. He's not going to leave us sick. He wants to make us healed. He's not going to leave us with having no resources. He says he wants to give it abundantly and give life abundantly. You know, he doesn't want us to stay stagnant. He wants to lift us up out of the pit, and he's going to bring friends to surround you to help you do that. And I just love how the Lord can orchestrate such a beautiful tapestry when we call on him to do that. So anyway, this is just a friendship one here, I think, this episode, because we do have a desire and a need for connection. The Lord didn't just make man. He made man and a woman. He knew that we were made for connection, to be there for one another, to be friends with one another, to not do this life alone, but to point our friends towards Jesus a little more every single day. So I encourage you to do that today. I encourage you to be the friend that points somebody back to Jesus. I encourage you to be the friend that gets vulnerable so that maybe it opens somebody else up and they'll be vulnerable back. I encourage you to ask your friends, how can I pray for you today? To be bold, because when we pray for each other, in James it says, we can make a sick person healed. So let's pray for one another and trust that the Lord is all that we need. So yes, and you know what? I'm going to end today with a little prayer with you today. Can I pray for you? Here we go. Father God, I just thank you so much for this friend that you sent me today listening on this podcast. I don't know what they need today, Father God, but I pray that you will provide every single thing that they need, that the worries that they have, the things that they're facing, maybe they're just exhausted and they're tired, Father God. I pray that you will just lift them up with abundant energy, that you will hold them up, Father God, when they think that they're feeling all alone, that you will send them a friend, Lord, that to remind them how loved they are, how unique and special, and that they're not too far gone, or their kids, or they're good in good hands, and or even the mistakes that they're making, Lord, there's new mercies for them today. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that we are set free in your name, that there's nothing we can do to gain your approval, but just to trust in you, just to trust you, to know that we're your child. That's it. We have one person to seek approval from, and that's you. We just ask, Lord, that no matter what they might be feeling today, whether they're comparing their lives to somebody else or whatever it might be, or their job, they're just struggling, it's hard, or friendships or relationships, Lord, I just lift them up in your name. I pray for your peace and your comfort will guide them and guide their steps in their direction today, and guide them closer to a friend who loves you, Lord, and abides in you, so that they can help build a strong friendship that points back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And be encouraged. Hey everybody, I just want to pause and say thank you so much for coming into this space week after week, or even if this is your first time, thank you so much for listening, taking the time to be encouraged today. If you feel led, don't forget to go ahead over and click subscribe and write a raving review. Give it 5 stars and fill up my bucket today too. And if you'd like to check out more about our guest speaker today, click on the show notes so you can learn more about them today. Thanks again everybody, and have a wonderful week.